Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In holy baptism, Tanneray Lemmerman was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his."
Finish their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you.
The Old Testament reading is from Job, chapter 19. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me, O you, my friends, for the hand of God has touched me. Why do you, like God, pursue me? Why are you not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that there, with an iron pen and lead, they were engraved in a rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand on the earth. And after my skin has thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold him and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will pray the 23rd Psalm together.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
The epistle is from Romans chapter 8. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? God, if it is God who justifies, who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed for all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith.
I believe in God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
John, Alan, Amy, Autumn, family and friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. These are the glorious words our Lord and Savior fills your ears with this morning. They are glorious words because they are words of promise, words of certainty, words of absolute assurance. Jesus is the good shepherd. He knows his sheep and his sheep know him. And the knowing spoken of here is not mere intellectual knowledge, but the most personal, intimate knowledge possible. A personal, intimate knowledge our sinful human reason cannot fully understand. It's as close as the Father and the Son in their relationship. The relationship the Good Shepherd has with the sheep is so close that nothing, not even death, can separate the Good Shepherd from his sheep. In fact, wonder of wonders, it is only when the sheep of the Good Shepherd die to this world that they begin to experience in full the eternal relationship they have with their Good Shepherd. Death is the passageway to eternal life for the sheep of the Good Shepherd. That is not to say that death is good. Death is not good. Death is the wages of sin. Death is not natural, neither is it just a part of life, as is often heard. Death is the enemy. The Good Shepherd did not create his sheep to die, but to live and to live forever. Death entered the world because his sheep went astray. They wandered away from the flock and followed the voice of the wolf, believing his lies, and in so doing brought sin into the world, and with sin came death. Make no mistake, we are reminded today of the tragic results of sin. The casket before us provides a powerful object lesson for us, that death is the wages of sin. Sin is the reason none of us will make it out of this world alive. For we are all infected with this dreaded disease, and there is no earthly cure. This disease, dear friends, is fatal. The mortality rate is 100%. We are all sinners. We will all die. Tana knew this. She knew that she was a sinner. She knew that she was mortal. She readily confessed her sins regularly, pleading with her Lord and Good Shepherd to have mercy on her and forgive her all her sins. And Tana knew that the Lord heard her confession, did have mercy on her, and did indeed forgive her all her sins. Tana was brought to this knowledge when the Good Shepherd searched her out and found her, brought her into the green pastures of his church through the still waters of the baptismal font, and restored her soul. Tana was kept in this knowledge as her Good Shepherd led her in the paths of righteousness, comforted her as she walked through the valley of the shadow of death, and fed her from the table he had prepared for her. And the goodness and mercy of Tana's Good Shepherd, who laid down his life on the cross to win forgiveness, life, and salvation for her and all sinners, followed her all the days of her life, right up to the very end. And she now dwells in the house of the Lord forever. For while the casket serves to remind us that the wages of sin is death, we have a greater reminder before us today. The paschal candle in front of the casket reminds us of the salvation we have in Jesus Christ. It reminds us that he laid down his life on the cross to take away our sins, but also that he took back his life up from the tomb on the third day. It proclaims the resurrection to us, not only of our Good Shepherd, but of all his sheep, who will, with Saint Job, old man Job, stand at the last and with their own eyes see their Savior bodily resurrected to live with him forever. Dear friends, this life is not all there is. Tana knew this. She confessed it her whole life long. She confessed it sitting right here in these pews for the past several years, and then back there on that organ bench for the past 3 years until her illness finally prevented her from playing. She confessed it in a most powerful way on the evening of Palm Sunday earlier this year. I told you. I can hear Tana saying to me, "Suck it up, Pastor. I'm with Jesus now." She confessed it in a most powerful way on the evening of Palm Sunday earlier this year, the night she learned that she had been diagnosed with cancer. We're all doing our best to fight back tears, and not very successfully. And Tana's laying there smiling and wondering what the problem is. "What? I'll get to go to heaven and see Jesus soon," she said with that goofy smile on her face. Then she added with a wink, "And I'll put in a good word for you." Right? That's crazy. And yet that was Tana, gifted with remarkable faith, which she clung to stubbornly, but in a good, stubbornly way. Speaking of stubborn, I remember talking with Tana about playing the organ regularly after Mary Jacqueline, our longtime organist, was called home by our Lord a few years ago. Tana agreed to do so, but with a couple conditions. The first condition was that she was going to have to miss some Sundays, as she would be out of town attending her grandchildren's sporting events or other family functions. No problem there. Perfectly understandable. Tana loved her family dearly. And she said, "After all, Pastor, I am retired." But the second condition, and she'll probably scold me for telling you this, but I'm banking on the fact that there's no scolding in heaven, so I'm going to go with it. The second condition was that she would only play for us regularly if we didn't pay her, or even ever bring up the prospect of paying her for her services. It would be her devotion and offering to the Lord. Dummy me, I started to tell her that that was unacceptable and that we'd have to pay her something, but she cut me off and said, "Either that's the way it goes, or you'll have to find someone else to play." I stupidly started to say something else, and she cut me off again, saying, "Pastor, one of the many reasons I love you is that you're almost as stubborn as me." She said, "Almost, but not quite. Now, do we have a deal or not?" I said, okay, we have a deal. And that was the end of that. I also once tried arguing with her about a hymn she had chosen. Once. Wasn't much of an argument, and yes, it ended with the same way, with her saying, "Good, I knew you'd see it my way." I'm going to miss her something fierce. She was quick-witted, had an awesome sense of humor, and beneath her admitted stubbornness was one of the kindest, most loving souls I've ever been blessed to encounter. Our good shepherd, Jesus Christ, knew Tana, and Tana knew her good shepherd. Whatever else we say about Tana today, or in the days, months, and years to come, that's the most important thing by far. She knew her good shepherd's voice, even in her weakened state, as she was in the process of transitioning from this life to the next. She knew her good shepherd's voice. as she would add her amens and join in some of the prayers we prayed at her bedside. She was ready to go home to the place her good shepherd had prepared for her, and late last Thursday night, with her faithful and loving family surrounding her, he dispatched his holy angels to gather her up and bring her to where he is. The Lord is good. He does all things well. Even so, Tana will be dearly missed. Tears have and will continue to be shed. There's no shame in that. Jesus wept, and it's okay for us to weep too. But dear friends, we do not mourn like those who have no hope, for we know where Tana is, and we rejoice for her. For she is not dead, dear friends, but very much alive. More alive than she ever was here in this world, and more alive than we can ever know here on earth. The same promise that was for Tana is for you. Like Tana, you will one day meet life's end here on earth. Sin will eventually have its way with you and lead you to death. That's a guarantee. But the same good shepherd who lived, died, and rose again for Tana did so for you too. Jesus came to save all sinners and finished that salvation on the cross. His blood covers the sin of all people of all time, and that includes you and your sins. So do as Tana did. Recognize and confess your sins, and cling in faith, even in stubborn faith, to the one who died for them all. And if you need help doing so, you can use this saying from Luther that Tana and I shared together many times. Luther says, "So when the devil throws your sins in your face and declares that you deserve death and hell, tell him this: I admit that I deserve death and hell. What of it? For I know one who suffered and made satisfaction on my behalf. His name is Jesus Christ, Son of God. And where he is, there I shall be also." Dear friends, in Christ, the Good Shepherd, you have forgiveness. In him, you have life. In him, you have salvation. In him, you have the sure and certain promise that the body of our sister Tana, which we commit to the ground today, will be resurrected and glorified on the last day. And she, together with all believers of all time, will dwell in the new heavens and new earth he ushers in on that last day, where they will live life to the full, the way it was always meant to be lived, free from sin and pain, corruption and decay, suffering and disease, and full of glory and peace and love and bliss that we cannot even fathom. It's because Tana knew this and believed it to her very core that she could smile in the face of a cancer diagnosis. It's because she knew this and believed it to her very core that she delighted in every opportunity she had to receive the word, and especially the Lord's Supper, in the months leading up to her departure, including one last time with her husband, all her children, and some of her grandchildren on the Saturday before she was called home by our Lord. The Good Shepherd knew Tana, and Tana knew the Good Shepherd. And this same Good Shepherd is here to say to you today, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come to judgment, but has passed from death to life." Today we celebrate this glorious truth, recognizing that our dearly departed sister Tana has passed from death to everlasting life. And we who hear and believe the same word of the Good Shepherd know without a doubt that we shall see Tana again. For she does not only live on in our hearts and memories, but she lives on for real. And so shall we who knew who know the same good shepherd you knew. Lord, grant this faith unto us all. By grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, bless us to see the path that leads to your eternal kingdom and to stay upon it until you call us home. Lastly, 71 years ago today, Tana made her entrance into our world and touched so many lives in those 71 years, including mine. So, happy birthday, Tana. I can't even fathom the celebration you're having in heaven. And thanks for telling my mom hi for me. And for putting in a good word with Jesus for all. I love you. And as I said to you before I left, on Thursday afternoon, I look forward to seeing you again in the joys of paradise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord our God and Father who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with them at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give to the family of Tana Ray and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and assure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Receive our thanks for Tana Ray and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life nor things present nor things to come will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. and whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and it will be forever. Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord. Amen.
Before I read the canon obituary, the family wanted me to share a message that Uncle Joe sent. Probably all of you know who Uncle Joe, but most of you probably know who Uncle Joe. Here's what he writes. Dear John, husband and family of Tanneray, hearts ached and tears flowed on Thursday night when the Lord called Tana to glory. At the same time, the angels in heaven rejoiced because another saint was called to her eternal home. Many times in the past months, we shared our hurts, shared memories, laughed together, and yes, prayed with one another. Several times, Tana shared how she prayed the Lord would take her home to be with her loved ones gone before. I would just like to be rid of this awful pain and being a burden to my family, she said. We agreed that the Lord had his own time, and she quickly added, he's not talking. We need to remember that on this earth we live from day to day, guided by clock and calendars. We also know that someday will be our last day with loved ones here. We also know on that day our lives are eternal without ending. That truth leads us to rejoice even when the one we loved so much now is in that place. I like to recall the words of Jesus shortly before he returned to heaven. I go to prepare a place for you so that you may be with me where I am. Just think, Tana has the extreme joy of seeing Jesus face to face. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter the joys of the Lord. Does all of this wipe away every tear from our eyes? Not at all. Our memories linger on. Some cause tears to flow, then others cause us to laugh out loud. After all, Tana enjoyed good humor. She showed it in her bright and cheery style. I recall very well Sue and I visiting her on our way home to Wisconsin after the reunion. First, she apologized for not making it. Really. I asked her if she intended for me to repeat the sermon I gave at the reunion. Uncle Joe's a pastor. She leaned her head on my shoulder and said, "Of course I do." So I did. Part of that message was that besides us all being of the same blood, brothers and sisters, through the shed blood of Jesus, We are all of one family, who cry and laugh together, who sing and pray together. Indeed, she was a blood sister of Jesus. How many times she must have played on the organ, "I am but a stranger here. Heaven is my home." Now she is home. I am so grateful to you, one of the girls, for holding the phone next to Mom just hours before leaving us. She heard me and I heard her. "I am ready to soon be with God," she said. At times like this, I wish we lived closer. Know that our thoughts and prayers are spoken to the Lord in your behalf. In your own time, you are invited to read Psalm 99, 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 to 18, 2 Corinthians 5, 1 to 4, Isaiah 43, 1 to 3, and finally Revelation 21, verses 1 through 5. All of them gave me comfort. I am sure they will do the same for you. Love you all, Uncle Joe and Sue. Good job, Uncle Joe. Tana Ray Sue Lemmerman, age 70, of Ithaca, passed away Thursday, November 14, 2019, at her home with her family by her side. She was born on November 19, 1948, in Alma, the daughter of Earl and Marion Schultz Netsley. She was a 1966 graduate of St. Louis High School. Tana Ray married John Lemmerman on December 9, 1994, in Mansfield, Ohio, a union of nearly 25 years. She worked in reception and billing for both B&W Co-op and Dr. Rakesh Saxena's office, retiring in June of 2011. Tana Ray was a faithful member of Peace Lutheran Church in Elma, where she had played the organ for the past 3 years. She enjoyed gardening, fishing, canning, and going to garage sales. Her greatest joy was watching her grandchildren play sports, never missing a game. She was affectionately known as Baseball Grandma and Meemaw. She was an avid Ohio State football fan and will be remembered for her amazing apple pies and her annual burritos at the family football party. Tana Ray could often be heard saying, "Either they'll get over it or they won't." She will be dearly missed by her loving family, husband John Lemmerman of Ithaca, children Alan Kelly Schenkel of DeWitt, Amy Allen Foster of Breckenridge, Autumn Matthew Emmett of Traverse City, 9 grandchildren, Justice, Haley, Cameron, Caden, Logan, AJ, Paige, Caitlin, and Sophia. A brother, Dennis, Brenda Netsley, a sister, Pamela Haynes, and 4 special nieces and nephews. She was preceded in death by her parents. Interment will take place at Pine Grove Cemetery in Ithaca following the service. Those desiring may make memorial contributions to Peace Lutheran Church. Rest eternal grant Tana Ray, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon her. Amen. Just a couple of quick announcements before we conclude with the recessional hymn. We are going to recess to Pine Grove Cemetery in Ithaca for the committal immediately following the service. All are invited to join the family for a luncheon provided by Peace Lutheran Ladiesville. Those not going to the cemetery with us may enjoy some light refreshments in the fellowship hall. The luncheon will be served when we return from the cemetery. Please stand for the recessional hymn.